Welcome, and thanks for joining us. We're going to look at a midlife checkup. We're going to look at your life purpose, the passion of your heart, and we're going to look at your personal power. This discussion is about purpose, passion, and power. So we're going to review every one of those, and then we're going to wrap it up with a summary. I'm so glad you chose to show up for yourself, so let's get started. First of all, let's look at your purpose. Are you fulfilling your life purpose? What is your life purpose? How do you know if your thoughts, actions, and behavior is honoring your life purpose? Well, let's take a look at that. There's two parts to your life purpose. Let's look at the first part. Are you breathing? Is your heart beating? Do you have a body? Perfect. The first part is done. Just by being you, you're fulfilling the first part. So relax. That part's done. You don't actually have to do anything except be alive to fulfill that first part. And if you're listening to this, you've done it. Great job. First part done. Now, let's look at the second part. We're talking about fulfilling your life purpose. So what would that look like as far as a human experience? A human being, just like you, just like me, experiencing the process of living their life purpose. Well, there's a few key ingredients we can take a look at to see how we're doing as far as it relates to fulfilling our life purpose. First of all, are you enjoying life? You're an infinite being. Your soul was there before you were born. And your soul will be there after your body passes away. You are a soul having a human experience. And once you recognize the intention of your soul, you'll understand the part of enjoying life, the enjoying of life. That doesn't mean life doesn't have difficulties, certainly. Our spiritual path can be loaded with lessons, circumstances, and conditions that challenge us. But that's why we chose to take this path. So when we look at enjoying life, what we're looking at is taking the time to recognize what we would enjoy doing today, not in the future, today. What are the things that you enjoy about life? Is it a delicious meal or watching a beautiful sunrise or sunset, listening to music or maybe even playing music? Are you here as a writer, a speaker, an engineer? There's so many different ways we can express our life. And when we take the time to enjoy how we're doing it, that brings satisfaction and happiness today. And that's important because to fulfill your life purpose and enjoy it while you're fulfilling it makes your life enjoyable. When you practice enjoying today, you're in fine form for enjoying tomorrow, too. So let's take a look at listening to your instincts and intuition. When we talk about listening to your instincts and intuition, we're talking about your ego, your mind, tuning in to the idea of what your life purpose is all about. So how do we know we're listening to our instincts and intuition? Well, that's a real good question. One thing you can do is write it down. Write it down. Typically, your mind will be distracted doing something else. Maybe you're doing the dishes or unloading the car. And a sentence, an idea will flash in your mind. Well, that's the thing right there. The first step is to write it down, and that's real important that that is the first step because sometimes we trip up on ourselves by moving it up into our mind in the very next thought. And once it's in our mind, we start rationalizing it, and we're polluting and diluting it, actually. So when we can write it down verbatim the way we heard it, we're capturing our inspiration. We're listening to our own instincts. And what'll happen is over time, as you make a habit of writing down these inspirations, you'll start to see a theme there. Once you start dialing into the theme of what you've been writing down as time goes by, your mind, your ego, will be able to start to comprehend a clearer and clearer picture of just exactly what your life purpose is. That's real important. So if you're capturing your life inspiration, then you know your heart and your soul have some say in your life. That's always a very important aspect to honoring our truth, honoring our potential, and spending today in a empowering and authentic way. So just by being you, you've got the first part done. And the second part is practicing enjoying life today and listening to your instincts and intuition. Now let's move on to the next part. Are you embodying your passion? Are you embodying your passion? To embody your passion is to spend time fulfilling it. And what does that look like? Well, in the first part, we wrote down our intuition and instincts. We captured the inspiration of our heart and our soul. And then we used the passion of our heart to create, to express it, to fulfill it. So when we talk about embodying your passion, we're talking about taking those action items, that inspiration, and taking the time to bring those ideas into creation, into form, in a passionate and joyful way, when your heart's engaged, when you're sincere and earnest, very intentional about what you're doing. You're taking that inspiration that you've written down and you're bringing it into form. So what can we do when it comes to embodying our passion? Well, learn to focus your time. Learn to create spans of time where you are focused and intentional. Perhaps a good idea is to get a CD of the music you like or make a playlist in your phone that might span 20 minutes to an hour. And then when you sit down to accomplish one of your intentions, start the playlist or play the CD and stay focused on the task at hand until the music's done. So often our life can be busy, even hectic and stressful, that it can be difficult for us to actually spend time accomplishing, fulfilling the inspiration of our heart and our soul. So to be able to embody our passion is a very powerful aspect as to whether we're showing up in an authentic way, honoring our true potential. Another way we can improve how we are embodying our passion is to make sure we're clear about it. And that's to take some time and contemplate those ideas. Create a running board of ideas, if you will. Maybe you get a sheet of paper and write down the key themes that you've been capturing on those notes you've been taking. Write down the key themes and spend some time having popcorn thoughts about it, just jotting down whatever comes to mind. So what we're doing is we're polishing the vision. We're getting clearer and clearer about the vision our heart and our soul has for our life. The very idea of polishing that vision, you can use a playlist or a CD to make sure you give it enough time that you connect with that deeper wisdom, that deeper theme of inspiration. And then bring that out and write it down. And at the end of the session, summarize what your next steps are, and then do it again later on. By doing that, you'll be polishing the vision and clarifying your ego, your mind's understanding of the life purpose your heart and your soul had before you were even born. And the last step is, are you increasing your personal power? This is my favorite. My life purpose is to put a language to what personal power looks like. Personal power. How can we increase our personal power? Well, we all have a karmic propensity or a persona, if you will, that we're carrying around with us. Just like the temperature of a bowl of water. If the temperature's cold, we won't be doing much cooking with it. And if the temperature's too hot, well, then the water will evaporate. So when we talk about increasing our personal power, what does that look like? How do we know we're actively pursuing becoming more and more experienced about what it means to increase our personal power? Well, this is always a fun topic for me. The first step is to see the truth of our human experience. To see the truth of our human experience. One of my most favorite books that I've never read is a big, thick book on mythology. And why is that my favorite book, even though I haven't read it? It's the idea of mythology. If I open the book and thumb through it, I see chapters, snapshots of cultures in our past, cultures of humanity in our past, living their idea of what it means to be a human being. When I look at all the many different chapters and all the different ways they relate to the human experience, I'm able to see the truth that no matter how we relate, it'll always be fulfilled. Every single one of those cultures came up with an idea, a mythology, as to their relationship with themselves, with nature, and creation. To be able to see the truth, the universe will provide us any story that we can embody, any story that we choose to value. How cool is that? So to understand, we have fierce free agency here, personal sovereignty, to create any life we can imagine. You can't be very powerful if you can't envision a powerful future. As we hone that vision, that idea that our heart and our soul is feeding us, in order to embody that personal power, we have to practice forgiveness of ourselves and others. Forgiveness is a very powerful tool to raise your personal power. So often our ego can spend time looking at our past, second-guessing, being critical of the choices we've made in the past. That critical mind tends not to forgive. And by not forgiving, we keep those memories, those judgments of our past in our mental space, in our physical space, our emotional space, our karmic space. And by practicing forgiveness, we release the past so we can embody a clearer and clearer vision of what the future could provide us, as our heart and soul shows that to us through the inspiration. Another power tool when it comes to raising your personal power is the act of compassion. Having compassion for yourself, for all of your past, all of it. Understanding that every single choice you have ever made is karmically approved on this planet. We're given fierce freedom to make any choice we want. Nobody's broken a karmic rule. So forgive yourself. Have compassion for yourself. And learn to take that forgiveness and compassion to all other faces of humanity on this planet. So often we look at the darker side of our human experience and we want to jump into judgment, to look at it through our minds and through the expectation and judgments of our past. But when we look at the darkness of our human experience and then we bring forgiveness and compassion to it, we allow it to heal. If there's an opportunity for it to heal and raise its vibration, it will be forgiveness and compassion that is present to allow it, to afford it, to heal. Also, to increase our personal power, we have to increase our self-love, our love of ourself. And so often our critical mind will say that's a narcissistic point of view, but it's not. Really, it's not. To love yourself is to forgive yourself, to heal yourself, and then to turn around and love yourself, understanding that your life purpose was handpicked for you. The reason you are here was handpicked just for you. And here you are, a human being, going along your journey. It's always God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Thrust in your sickle. Create the life you love. You are deserving. You are deserving to live a happy, vibrant, thriving, prosperous life. Every one of us is. When you allow yourself to receive those things that enrich and nourish your life, you're growing your self-love. And your ability to get good at that is to be able to expand your ability to receive everything that is relevant to you, to receive all aspects of life that are relevant to you. We are here for the human experience. All of creation is here waiting our beckon, our call, our inspiration, our intention to engage the process of creation, which is active in every moment, to engage it with love and compassion for ourselves, to accept that we are the creator personified, and it is our divine right to create. We don't have a choice. We're always creating. The creation process is going on in every moment. We can see that with ideas that come from fear, or we can see that from ideas that come from love. Personal power always comes from the arena of love. To love yourself is to allow your divine human potential to express through you as you, with joy and excitement and prosperity in every single day. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation. Let's review what we've talked about. So we've talked about fulfilling your life purpose, embodying your passion, and increasing your personal power. Take the time to understand what parts of life you enjoy, and then go and engage those things. So you spend time enjoying today. You can enjoy every step of the journey. There's no finish line where we become more perfect, whole, or complete than who we are right now. To practice enjoying today sets you up for enjoying tomorrow, too. And the day after that. When you practice enjoying today, you're practicing enjoying the rest of your life. Life is so good when you can show up for it. I'm Les Jensen. I created the New Human Living Platform to help you live the life you love, fulfill your potential, live on purpose, passionately express why you are here, and to enjoy the journey. It's been my pleasure sharing this time with you. Until next time, thanks for listening.